Blog Talk Radio.
I'm waiting on my way. Fly away.
I don't see you little niggas when I ride by. Through my watch in the sky, that's how time flies. Days of our life, daily passing by. Trying to make a meal for my family before a nigga die. So when I'm gone, don't shed a tear. I'ma be alright, I can see heaven clear. I can feel death lurking, but I ain't ready yet. Shook hands with Satan, yeah, bitch, yeah, we already met. Sat at the table talking business, politicking, then he vanished when I said that the Lord is my witness. Protected by God, angels that keep me lifted. I'm so special in so many ways, I'm gifted. True shit, spit shit, you can't comprehend. To save our angel, I will give up my right hand. I'm so above the game right now that I might land. A fool will fall for anything if you can't stand.
On my way, and on my way, I can hear the angels calling.
Invite me, but you never say my name. You don't respect me.
Hi, Miss Ma'am. How are you doing, ma'am?
I'm doing fine, Jesus. My week has been good. Thank you for asking me.
Hey. Harold was talking. Harold was trying to get it in. But, you know what? We're not going to leave anybody out. Hey, Harold, how was your weekend, brother?
I'm going to be honest with you, man. I got a problem, man. I need to address you and Willie, man. And, I'll do it on air if I have to, man. But it's not a good thing, man.
Well, go ahead and say it, man. Go ahead and say what's on your mind.
Can you get Willie on the phone, man? Because a lot of this has to do with
Willie. Willie,
man.
I'm going to get Willie for you. Willie over here renting a room for me. He's renting a room for me. He's a nasty, filthy fella, too. I got to get him out of here.
Hold on.
Willie. Hey, baby. You got a phone call. Hold on, he coming. Got these muddy ass shoes in my house. Get your ass out of my house with these muddy ass shoes on.
Oh, wow.
Get your ass. Go out the back door. Close my damn door before you got them flies up in here.
Oh, wow.
Oh, man.
You're going to make me cuss. I don't feel like fooling with you tonight, Willie. Y'all need some Lord help. Good Lord. Hold on for a second. Here he comes.
Hey, Caesar, man, I'm, like, in a lot of trouble, man. My grandmother might kick me out of the house, man. I might not have a place to stay,
man.
Wow.
What you been doing, man? What you do? Your grandmother caught you with that paraphernalia in the house, huh?
No, man, it's worse, man. I got accused of streaking in my neighborhood, man, and it wasn't me, man.
You got accused of streaking in your neighborhood?
Well, I come Saturday morning, I got this package, and it says from Willie the Redneck, man. So I opened it up, and it's a bottle of moonshine, man. And it had a weird smell to it, man. It smelled like formaldehyde, man.
Let me guess on the rest of it. You drank it, and you got drunk, and then you pulled your clothes off, and you ran through the neighborhood naked.
It wasn't me, man. That's what I'm telling you, man. I was passed out, man, and the police show up, man. And they're like, there's a hippie running around the neighborhood naked, man, and I was just in my underwear, man.
Why would the police say there's a hippie running around naked, Harold, if it wasn't you? Because you're the only hippie in that neighborhood, right?
Man, I don't know what's going on, man, but it's like so confusing, man, because they fined me, man, $1,000, Caesar. That's what I'm trying to tell you, man. My grandma's tripping, man.
Wow, brother, that's a lot right there, man. I wish I could help out, man, but you just broke it down where you just told DJ Black Caesar he's broke right now. So, man, I couldn't.
Wow, man.
Hey, we're going to try to work it out for you, Harold. Don't worry about it. We're going to work something out for you. We probably can come up with that.
But I think I know what we can do, man, because I know that we got this famous guy on the phone tonight, man, Point Blank, man. And he's a
man. We also got Stefan on the phone. Stefan is with Do or Die. He's that new artist over there with Do or Die.
Oh, wow, man.
You heard of Do or Die, haven't you?
Absolutely, man. I'm a big fan, man.
Okay, cool. Yeah, hey, Stefan, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here, fellas.
Hey, say hello to Harold the Hippie, man. Say hello to him.
What's good, fellas? How y'all doing?
Hey, what's going on, bro? How's life treating you, man?
Oh, man, look, too blessed to be stressed, enjoying every day that I'm still breathing.
I know that's right, man. Where are you at, man?
Man, this little small hick town called Freeport, Illinois.
Oh, wow, man. I'm here at the nation's capital, man. We got a lot going on, man. It's like all crazy over here right now, man. They're having bike rallies and all types of marches and all types of stuff, man. I ain't been able to even chill, man.
Hey, look, well, it's quiet as a house mouse out here. Ain't nothing going on but the cricket.
Wow, man. Hey, you should be able to write a lot of club bangers then, man. I can't wait to hear your songs later, man.
Yeah, he got some joints over here, Harold. He sent me two joints, so we got two joints from him. We also have two new joints.
Hey, Caesar, man, do me a favor, man. Can you say something else besides joints?
Look, I'm sorry, Harold. I'm sorry, brother. I'm sorry, man. Yeah,
hey,
I got two tracks, Point Blank also over here, and I got two tracks from my man Stefan.
Well, man, you said two joints. I started getting the shakes, man.
Hey, man, I got to choose my words correctly, man. I'm sorry, brother.
Well, man, cool, man. I don't mind you talking about joints.
I got you, man. I got you. Hey, check it out, my guy. Let me see. Hold on 1 second, my dude. I do have something I wanted to share with you, man, but I can't find it right now. Wow. I had a joint that I wanted to share. I got Willie the Redneck. Willie. Hey, God dang it, man. Where is that at, man? Hey, check it out, man. I got something from D.C. that D.C. doesn't know I have, man. So I want to play it for you. And it's D.C. and, wow, I can't even find it, man. Hold on 1 second. Let me look through my archives real quick and see what I can find for you. Hold on 1 second. I'm going to show you some of the stuff that people talk about when they're on the phone when they don't. When they don't know they're being recorded. Oh, wow, I can't even find it, man. Damn. The talk. Let me see. Let me try to talk. Hold on 1 second.
Wow, man. Sounds like somebody's shaving on the other end, man.
Guys, move around a little bit with your phones, because I think I know who that is right now, but I want to call their name.
Move around a little bit, man.
Big Dash.
Yeah, that's a little better. That's better right there.
My dad, Point Blank.
Do what now?
I want to talk to my dad, Point Blank.
Hey, what's going on, little buddy?
That's my daughter. Today's her birthday.
Oh, wow.
Blank is on the phone with us right now, ma'am. You can say hello. He's listening to you right now. Who is that anyway?
That's my daughter. Her name is Araya. Today her birthday, her 8th birthday.
Oh, okay. What's up, little daughter? What's up, little daughter?
Hi.
Hi. How you doing?
Good.
Good, good, good. You calling in for your daddy, huh?
Yeah.
Cool, cool. What's your name? What's your name, lady?
Araya.
Araya, okay. That's what's up, man. Hey, Araya, we thank you for calling in. You want to say something to your dad?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Thank you for giving me a birthday gift.
You're welcome, baby.
No. You're welcome.
Wow. That's nice.
Love you,
Raya. Thanks a lot. Thanks
I'm
a lot.
I'm proud of you, Dad.
Oh,
thanks,
wow.
Baby.
He's proud of you, Dad.
Oh,
my baby.
Wow. Nice, nice,
love
nice.
Love you, Raya.
You're welcome. Talk to you
wow.
later.
Okay, talk to you later, baby.
Wow. I got a question for you, Point Blank. Where is she calling from?
She, out here in Elgin, Illinois. That's my second daughter. She's 8 years old.
Oh, okay. 8 year old second daughter. That's what's up, man. It's good to have the people standing behind you, man. Especially your own kinfolk, man. And you got your shorter calling in the show, man. That's support right there, brother. That is
yeah, man, like
support.
I said, like I had said in my bio, everything I do pretty much goes ahead. My door's going to set them straight.
Right. I can dig it, man. Yeah. Okay. Well, look, guys, we're going to get into this interview real quickly. I'm going to call up Point Blank. You guys can come up first. You and both of you cats come up first, man. I'm still looking for that track, man. About Hollywood and D.C., and I can't seem to find it. I guess D.C. and Hollywood got off on me today, man. They got off on a good note.
I listen to it, man.
Hey, Harold, I had these guys red-handed. talking major, major, major bull stuff, man, on the phones, man. And you know they're being recorded,
man.
Hey, I had some major stuff being recorded, man. I thought I was going to play it for you tonight, but I guess not. What I'll do is I'll go back in my archives and make sure I got it downloaded because I don't see it right now. But anyway, my man, Harold, why don't you go ahead and bring up some one of these artists first and talk to one of them, and I'm going to download that other song I was talking about.
All right, man. Hey, Point Blank, man. Introduce yourself, man.
Yo, this is man Point Blank, you know what I'm saying? Front and center all the time, Chicago, Illinois, Black Smoke Music representative, man, you know what I'm saying? What's going on with you?
Oh, man, I'm just chilling, man. Chilling like a villain, man, but not like Bob Dylan, man. Yeah, man.
I hear you, man.
Tell them where Black Smoke Music is from, man.
Well, see, Black Smoke Music right now is based out of Texas, out there in Texas, but we got a few branches somewhere everywhere, like Florida. We got some stuff over there in Africa. Got a few things in New York, New Jersey, Detroit, you know what I'm saying? But our home base is out there in Texas, out there with my manager, Kenneth Williams, that out there. He's the CEO of Black Smoke. So
nice, man.
Pretty much branched out there, kind of spread it out.
How long have you been with them, man?
I've been with Black Smokes, since March of this year, when I first started messing around with the squad and everything. So close to about 6 months, somewhere around there, 6 or 7 months.
Wow, man. I was actually tuned in the other day, man, to this new Black Smoke radio, man. I started, like, hearing your music and stuff, man. I was like, wow, man, this is a cool station to tune into, man. How do they tune into it? I mean, do they just go to Black Smoke radio, what is it, radio.com?
Yeah, what they can do, they can go type in a search bar, type in www.blacksmokemusicradio.com, and they can tune in 365 a day, 365 days a year, plus leap year, 366, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, playing nonstop music, I mean, from all the oldies up until your pop, lock, and drop and shit, and, I mean, you're playing everything, you know what I'm saying, independent artists, major artists, you know, so it's a way to tune in and get music all the time with very little commercials.
Wow, man, that sounds far out, man. Hey, let me ask you a question, man. Have you done any shows with any majors?
Oh, yeah. I did shows with Gucci Mane, Waka Flocka, Do or Die, of course. I did a show with, Stefan, of course. Gucci Conflict, never his artist. So, I mean, I've done some shows, and I did a show where it's been a few celebrities in the building as well, like Mayweather been in the building a couple of times. I mean, so I kind of did shows where, like, big names are at, King Louis, so I can get myself noticed and stuff like that.
Wow, man. Hey, now, you mentioned Gucci. I think that he's going through some problems, man, with Nicki Minaj and a lot of people, man. Have you heard about that?
Hey, I'm not going to let y'all talk about Gucci because Gucci is going through it right now. Gucci's almost Molly's right now,
Gucci,
man.
Gucci's on my list now, man.
Hey, you see the stuff Gucci was posting on Twitter, Point Blank?
Yeah, I've seen that shit.
Wow, man. My man went off, man. He was going off on everybody in the industry, man. He was going off on himself. He was going off on Brick Squad, 1017. He was going off on everyone, man. I don't think dude's happy with anyone right now. He went off on Nicki Minaj, man. He also started airing pictures of her sucking his you-know-what. So I seen that online yesterday and the day before. So dude is going crazy, man. Hey, you know Atlantic Records dropped him, right? You know that, right?
Well,
oh, yeah, man. But at the same time, though, did you hear what Gucci Mane has said, that somebody had hacked into his page and did that stuff?
Yeah, I know, but you know what, brother? Somebody might have hacked into his page, but that was Gucci Mane's you-know-what and Nicki Minaj's law. I'm sorry to say, but that was him. Because I see the pictures, man. He came down my bed. Wow. Hey, and also in the news, Zimmerman and his wife are going to jail, man. They might get some jail time, man. That's crazy right there.
Well, I don't know what's crazy about it, man. We should lock that bastard up a long time ago, man.
That's crazy.
Yeah, you're right. They should have locked him up a long time ago, but He's doing his thing, but right now I think he's I think they got him incarcerated right now. Him and his wife. I don't really know,
but
I know that his lawyer's not gonna defend him again because he was like, hey, you know what? I'm done with it. I want to wash my hands in it. He's gonna get somebody else. So I don't know what's up. So I don't know, but hopefully everything's gonna work out for him. Yeah,
hey,
I know. I know.
Point blank, what do you think about Kendrick Lamar, man?
Hold on. What's going on? What's going on? I'm sorry about that. Y'all go over there. Keep your hands to yourself. Hello?
Yeah,
what's up? No, my bad. I had a little situation with my daughter real fast. My fault, man. But, okay. It's all good. But, yeah, as far as Kendrick Lamar go, I mean, shit, I fuck with Lamar because he got his own say original. He don't sound like nobody else. And he always sometimes seems to say things that other people wouldn't say and they try like the real shit, you know what I'm saying? So I think he's a good artist, you know what I'm saying, in his age range. And he do set the bar pretty high for some other artists out there, you know what I'm saying? Not saying follow him, but if he comes from the hood, then anybody comes from the hood. He like one of us. We came from the bottom, we came out to the top, you know what I'm saying? So I respect that crazy right there, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
right,
definitely,
right.
Man. Yeah, I thought it was pretty wild, man, because I'm here in the nation's capital, man, and the DMV, it's like a lot of these guys are coming back, you know, replying to his song, man. They're coming up with, I guess, these 6 to 8 bars or whatever it is, man, and, you know, it's really funny, man, because this guy's, like, threw some stuff out there, man, and everybody's going crazy, man. How's everybody taking it where you're from?
I mean, I couldn't really tell you that because I already, you know what I'm saying, we're about the next man's, like, what he's thinking about the next person and shit. I kind of know what I'm saying, just kind of stay my own little soul and shit, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I got you, bro. I got you, man. Yes, sir. That's what I'm talking about. Who cares what the next man say? Do your own thing. But, hey, if you ask me a question, I give you my answer direct, though. That's why I call point blank, you know what I'm saying? I never give you my answer, hold nothing back, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah,
right,
man.
Right. I can dig it.
Now, point blank, man, what projects are you working on right now, man?
Oh, man, I got a lot of shit going on, man. I got a few shows lined up. I'll be out there in Dallas, Texas on September 21st for East Texas Idol Showcase out there. Stephon, you know what I'm saying, be alone with me up in the same trip. And I come back from Texas, I'll be at the Red Carpet event in Detroit on the 27th of this month. Air live on TV and the radio with 7 Mile Radio. I got a few features going on with like AK, Stephon, Mr. Servone, Unique. I got a lot of new projects, solo projects coming out real soon. Videos dropping on TV any given day now, you know what I'm saying? And I got a lot of other shows lined up. I'm headlining for a Toys for Tots show. I got a bold deal show, October 11th. You know what I'm saying? So I'm steady grinding. I mean, it never stops, you know? And I got a few vacations coming up.
Wow, man. Yeah, I noticed you said Unique. I know that he just had some big news later on this week, man, about him doing some things, man. What are we looking at as far as you? Where you want your career to go, man?
I want my career to go as far as I can possibly take it. You know what I'm saying? It's a two-way street. It's going to take me being one driver. It's going to take, you know what I'm saying, all the fans and all the people that's supporting that thing to be my other driver. You know what I'm saying? So I'm trying to get myself in a comfortable position where I ain't got too much worry about, you know what I'm saying, a lot of things that some people worry about, like I'm going through right now. So I'm trying to get myself at a comfortable level, not at the top. I'm cool being comfortable because I don't need the top. Just give me success, you know what I'm saying? That's all I want.
Wow, man. Yeah, I know that there's going to be a tour coming soon, man. Hopefully Black Smoke gets you on that, man, trying to put together a 50-state tour, man.
Well, I mean, if they do it, I'm with it, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, we all working on the tour right now, dealing with me, Stephon, and Unique. So it's some things boiling up in the pot right now, you know what I'm saying, as we're speaking and everything. So it's a tour coming up sometime in the near future here. Everybody plotting everything they got right now.
Wow,
that's
man, that's far out, man. Hey, let me give a shout-out real quick, Caesar, if you don't mind, man. I'd like to give a shout-out to my two best buds in the world, man, Cheech and Chong, man. I hope they're listening, man.
That's what's up.
Do you have any shout-outs you want to give, man?
Hey, man, I want to give a shout-out, man, to y'all for one, you know what I'm saying? Second time on station and shit, that's mad love.
I'm going to give you a goddamn shout out to all my supporters out there listening who ain't listening. Shout out to my daughter, all my three of my daughters, my Dixon family, Walkers, all of them people over there, you know what I'm saying? And shout out to everybody who, you know what I'm saying, know about Point Blank and supporting my movement with music and life, you know what I'm saying? So I'm going to do a big ass shout out to everybody out there, really, see, you know what I'm saying? Non-segregated.
Hey. There you go, man. How do they get in touch with you, man? What social networks you got going, man?
Oh, man, y'all can catch me on, you catch me on Facebook, / blank, man, still Point Blank, though. Or take me on my music page on Facebook, Point Blank the First. You can hit my website at weareblacksmoke.com. You can check me out on Instagram, Point Blank 7479, Twitter, Point Blank 79. Basically, my main website I'm right there just gave y'all to see, you know what I'm saying?
There you go, man. We're looking forward to hearing something from you, man. Caesar's trying to transfer it over to an 8-track, man. Caesar, you almost ready, man?
I'm at 71% for my man's one song, My Turn. So I'm at 71%.
Oh, wow, man.
Yeah. I told you, man, it's slow, so you got to work with me, man. Work with me, all right? I got a question from my man Point Blank. Point Blank, what do you got coming out with Stephon, man? I want to bring Stephon. I want to know what you got going on with him before I bring him up, though. What you got going on?
Oh, man, as far as Stephon got going on, we working on a couple of tracks right now and shit. Man, Stephon, we working on one of them. We haven't titled it yet, you know what I'm saying, but it's in the making right now. And then also, me, AK, which is from Do or Die, who signed Stephon, me, him, and AK will be on the track as well, you know what I'm saying? So we got a few things coming up, you know? So we got to make sure we prepare for what's going on, which we always are, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. Sounds good.
We definitely working over here.
Definitely.
Yeah,
what's up, Stephon? Well, yeah, baby. Are you hiding out on us or what?
Look, I'm chilling, just look, and listening to all of the info that's being crossed past this line. So, dog, look, I'm just listening.
Wow. Well, look, check it out. Now it's your time to come on up to the mic, man, and tell us a little about yourself. First of all, tell us your whole name and who you're with.
Okay, I go by Stephon, man. I'm the newest addition to the Platinum Artist group Do or Die from Chicago. And, man, I'm with signed to Roundtable Records, which is one of the members, AK of Do or Die. I'm signed to him directly through Roundtable Records. So I'm a part of him in Do or Die for Life Records. And, man, I'm representing for the whole Midwest, born and raised in Chicago, but now living out here in Freeport in one of these suburban towns, just on my grind right now as we speak.
Okay. Now, I got another question for you. What kind of influence did you have growing up, man? I mean, who is your favorite artist out there right now?
Now or I grew up listening to?
Well, who do you listen to, first of all? And then I want to know who your artist thought you were listening to. Before.
Okay. Well, right now, man, anybody that's making moves. So I really can't just name everybody, but everybody that's on, that you see on the television, that you see hearing on the radio, that you see anywhere, I don't care what their music sounds like or not, like bad or good, like they relevant and they got in that position. For a fan or no fan, it's inspirational for me, for anybody that's in that position that they in. So I mess with everybody.
Okay, that's what's up. That's showing a lot of love right there, man. You sound like a good guy. You sound like you're a guy that I would like to deal with and somebody I would like to know. So tell me, you have kids? Are you out there like my man Point Blank? He got kids the whole 9 yards. I think you got a wife over there. Do you got a wife, Point Blank?
I got a fiance right now. She'll be my wife May 17th.
Wow,
oh, yeah,
man,
yeah,
that's
you did.
Me too, man.
He told us that before. Yeah, he told us that before. Hey, yeah, okay, thanks, Point Blank, for the info. Hey, Stephon, do you have a girl out there you're dealing with, Stephon?
Yeah, I'm married, man. I'm married with, and I got a few boys. I got, like, 4 boys that I look out for, but I'm a married man.
You got a baseball team, Nick. That's a baseball team. That's not a
baseball. Unlike Point Blank, I need the boys. I can't deal with the girls. I can't deal with these guys out here. So look, I'm glad God blessed me with all boys so far.
That's what's up, man. Hey, Stephon, man, go ahead and give them a shout out, man.
Well, man, look, shout out, man, from the youngest to the oldest, man. My little one, Julius. The next in line, Elijah. The next one after that, Stephon. And the oldest one, Trayvon. And to the wife, And, man, the whole Midwest, Roundtable, AK Do It That, D-Lo Nard, man, my man Point Blank, all you guys, and all my supporters all throughout the world that been rocking with your boys since I've been on this 2-year deficit in this game right now.
There you
cool,
go, man.
Cool,
how
cool.
long you been doing the music thing for, man?
Well, I started, like, to the public in October of 2011, and I got signed 4 months after I started. So,
oh, wow.
From 2011, October up until this day, like, I've been, like, on my grind, and like I said, I was blessed to be put in this position 4 months after rapping at my first show and getting out there into the public. Man, all this time I just sat back and I didn't do anything, and then when I finally came out, man, I got signed. So it was, man, like something that words can't even explain, but I've been doing my thing ever since I started, I can say.
Wow, man. How old are you, man?
I'm 31 now. And I started rapping.
How old?
I'm 31 now.
Nice, man. Well, let me ask you a question, man. 50 Cent or The Game?
I'm going to have to give it to The Game. I'm going to mess with
The
Game.
All right. Let's even go a little bit more. How about Tupac or Biggie?
You know what?
Man.
Both of those guys good. Like, they both was legends in their era. But as far as who I hear so above, I'm going to have to say everybody mess with Pac. So I can't take it from. But for me personally, like I said about the other guys, man, they got there. So, look, I respect both of them.
Well, man,
right,
all
right.
Let's even go back a little further, man. How about LL Cool J or Cool Moe D?
All right, look, I'm going to give you my honest opinion on why I feel this person. Like, man, like, if you can reach out to the ladies' fan base, then you're a winner. You're a winner in this game. So I mess with LL because LL knew to take over the ladies' market. And from that day, he started up to this day. Like, he's the man right now, so you can't take that from him.
Oh, man, you're on point, man. You and Point Blank, man. My God, man. Hey, now here's my last question, man. East Coast or West Coast?
Ooh-wee. Ooh-wee. Look, you're going to have somebody, you're going to have us getting some disc records after this interview.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I'm going to mess with the East Coast, though. I'm going to mess with the East.
Yeah, man, and I'm going to tell you, I mess with East Coast also, man, because East Coast rocks the most, man.
No
Caesar,
doubt.
Man. Hey, Caesar, you there, man?
Yep, I'm here, listening to you.
Well, Caesar, I've never asked you the question, man. East Coast or West Coast, man?
I'm going to have to go with the same thing you said.
All right, man.
I tell you what, all joking aside, I would have to go with the West Coast because I know those cats over on the West Coast. I know a lot of them personally. Like, I know the West Side Connection. I know Binky Man. I know if they got it going on. I know Mac 10. I know Ice Cube. So I have to go with them, guys, because that's basically who I go. I go with Ice Cube pretty much anyway because Ice Cube is the truth. So I have to go with them.
Wow, man. Yeah, well, you know, I like the West Coast too, man, but I'm an East Coast rider all day long, man. It's just, you know, it is what it is, man.
Yeah. Hey, check it out, guys. I actually got the song downloaded now, so we don't have to worry about that anymore. Hey, I got a couple people on the phone. Well, actually, I got a whole list lit up right quick. Let me go through some of these right quick and get them on the phone and see where they are and what they got to say. Okay, 443. I'm about to open up your mic. If you got something to say, your mic is open now. Would you like to make a comment or make a statement?
Hello?
Hello, 443.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, 443.
Hi, this is Storm. This is Baltimore Storm. Hey, guys.
Hey, Storm, how are you doing, lady?
Hi, not bad. Just calling to give a shout out to my favorite DJ and to my friends. How's everything going?
Hey, everything is going lovely. Everything is going great, man. Yeah, we're just chilling over here.
Oh, yeah.
So you been checking out the show?
Ah, most definitely. Most definitely. I've been listening.
That's what's up.
It's a great show.
Thank you, Baltimore Storm. Hey, this is one of the models that we that we had on the show before. But this girl right here, she's actually somebody I've been trying to help out with her modeling career. We got her on DC's website. She's on there, got her modeling pictures on there. So you can go check out DC.com or DC?
DC Productions. DC Productions.com.
Check that out, guys. Also, you can check her out on Hollywood's website, Rock Hard Chicks. You can check her out at www.rockhardchicks.com. She's all over the place. You also can check her out on www.djblackcaesar.com soon, because I got her coming on there soon. So you guys also, she'll be posted up on there everywhere. So you guys need to check her out. She's a new upcoming model, and she's modeling for everyone right now. So she's taking bookings right now. So if you guys want to book her, you can get DJ Black Caesar at 662-321. Wow. I'm going to give you guys my real phone number. No. Let me scratch that. 662-995-067. And again, that number is 662-995-0679. Get at me, and I'll get you at Baltimore Storm. She's an excellent, beautiful chick, guys. You got to check her out, man. She's all over Facebook. Hey, Baltimore, what are your social networks, dog?
On Facebook, Baltimore Storm. And on Twitter, I am Miss Bedstorm. And on IG, Instagram, I'm Baltimore Storm.
Wow. She said, I'm Miss Bad. You said Miss Bedstorm on Twitter.
Yeah, with two B's, though. You know, I had to add the extra B on that.
I guess.
B-A-D-D, not just one D. I had to put two D's on it.
And shout out to the clothing line she's working with.
Yeah, shout out to Ryder's clothing line, man. You know, we ain't talking about Ryder.
Yeah, shout out to Young Ryder, Ryder's World Clothing. Definitely on the upcoming. Look out, New Year. We're definitely doing some new things. But actually, I'm waiting for Top Cat to send me my T-shirt so I can do a great little photo shoot for Top Cat.
Yeah. That's what's up, man. You also... We're waiting on you to get that photo shoot in with Top Cat. Well, we're going to be ready for you to do something with the A&R magazine, too, because that's coming out.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'm excited about that. I'm ready.
Yeah, we got you coming out. You're going to be in our first edition of the magazine, just to let you know. It's coming out January 2nd, so I'm really excited about that also. But we got Baltimore Storm in. We got a lot of great people in there, man. We got a lot of superstars in there. We got I don't want to tell you guys. I don't want to ruin anything, so I don't want to tell you a lot. Oh, we also have Point Blank and Do or Die in there. My man Stefan, we'll have you guys in there also. So we need to get your we got your bios already. I'm gonna send it to my editor tomorrow. I'm gonna send her your stuff so we can get you guys in the magazine. All right? Is that cool with you guys?
Man, that's love, bro. That's love.
All the time. Okay. Hey, Baltimore, hey, just keep on the lookout, Baltimore. We got a lot of other stuff going on. We want to include you in everything we got going over here with DJ Black Caesar and also DC Productions. We're going to include you in everything we got going on, man.
And I'm definitely ready. You know I stay ready. So
I know you're definitely ready.
Anytime you need me, anything I can do, you know, I definitely got you. Definitely appreciate you for helping me out, opening doors.
Yes, ma'am.
Definitely appreciate you.
Yes, ma'am. No problem. Hey, Baltimore. Oh, yeah, I forgot about that online magazine. Also, she's in Pulse Magazine. You guys need to go check out Pulse Magazine for this month's edition. Baltimore Storm is in there. DJ Black Caesar is in there also. Check that magazine out for my man, Rashad, man. Rashad got it going on, man. Rashad got a lot of stuff going on. We got a new edition coming out. And guess what? DJ Black Caesar will be in that edition also. So you guys need to check out my man Rashad. He's doing it big, real big. Check him out with his online magazine, guys. Hey, and our magazine is going to be online. It's going to be online, but it's going to be a physical copy also. So it's actually going to be all over America because we're going to just try to do things big because, you know, that's how we do it. We do things real big, me and DC. So we're going to get this magazine out there. We're going to put it in a lot of stores. We're going to put it in a lot of people's hands in America. So you might be one of the hands we got on the phone right now. If your ears are listening, you might have one in your hands soon in January. So, guys, be on the lookout for that. Hey, Tanya Green is not here today. I don't know why she's not here because she had an interview today. I called her up, but she didn't answer her phone. So you know what? We got to move on because we got to make things happen. I don't know if she's on the phone. Hey, thanks a lot, Baltimore Storm, for calling in, dog.
No
we appreciate
problem.
You.
No problem. You
All
guys
right.
have a good night.
Thank you, man. You have a good night, too. All right. Let's see. Let's go take another phone call real quick. We still got time. Let's take another call. We're going to take 309. Your mic is open. You can make a comment or ask a question.
Yo, what's good?
What's up? Who is that?
This is Lebo.
This who?
Want to shout out Stephon. Want to support them. Team Do or Die doing this thing.
Much
okay.
love. Much
okay.
Love. Appreciate that, bro.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We appreciate you calling in, my man. Thanks a lot,
Stephon,
brother.
Stephon, spit a freestyle. Spit that cocky.
Hey, they got the premiere. they finna premiere, so man, I'm gonna have to get it to you when they put it in rotation in a few minutes, bro.
Okay, that's cool, brother. That's cool.
Okay.
Yeah, we're gonna play that song in a couple minutes, man. Just slow down. Stay on the line though. Don't hang up. Just stay on the line and we're gonna play that song in a couple minutes. I'm gonna take another phone call real quick because I was just gonna take one, but I see so many people out there, so I guess I'll take another one. Man, the phone lines are lit up, man. Let me pick out one. I don't even know who was first. Let's take 916. 916, your mic is open. You can make a comment and ask a question.
Hi, Caesar. It's Tanya.
Hey, Tanya, what's up? How you doing?
Nothing. I stepped away from the phone because I had to eat.
Oh, okay. Hey, you miss your opportunity when you eat, man. You know you can't do that and be in showbiz. You can't eat and do that.
I believe in brain food. I got to keep focused.
Yeah, okay. Well, hey, you know what? Your brain food almost cost you an interview, but you're on the phone now. So why don't you hold on, because I got Do or Die on the phone. Also, I got Point Blank on the phone, and they're in the middle of an interview. But we'll be right back with you. Tanya Green, if that's
okay.
All right with you, we'll be right back. Okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
Thank you, ma'am. Okay. We're gonna leave your mic open. Let me close some of these other mics up. Okay.
Okay,
we're gonna take one more phone call since that was Tanya Green. Let me see, 240 or 702 or 345 or 662. I think this number was first. 240, I'm about to open your mic up. Your mic is open. You can talk live on the DJ Black Caesar Friends Show. What's up, 240?
Hello?
Hello, 240-900-490. I'm sorry, your mic is open, ma'am. You can talk now.
Hello?
Okay, she wants to play games. Okay. Let me mute her phone back out. Okay, let's see. Hey, Caesar,
man, she was saying hello, man.
Yeah, she said hello three times. I said hello three times, too. So let's try it one more time. My man Harold said that she didn't hear me. So, okay, your phone is open again. Oh, no, that's not the right one. I'm sorry. Okay, your phone is about to be open, 240. You can speak now or forever hold your peace, doll.
Hello, Caesar.
Yes, ma'am. This is Caesar.
This is Debbie.
Hey, Debbie, how you doing, dog?
Fine, how are you?
Hey, Debbie, you know what, man? You almost got bleeped out, man, because I was like, damn.
I heard you.
You can't do that, Debbie. You can't say, hello. You can't do that.
It's
my
phone. I'm in a dead zone.
Oh, okay. I got you. Okay, guys, this is Debbie, man. She's one of our A&Rs for DC Productions and also Black Caesar Records, man. Debbie, what's going on with you, lady?
Not much. Trying to put some things together here in Frederick.
Okay. What are you trying to put together, Debbie?
Trying to put a show together.
Oh, okay. What kind of show are you trying to put together, Debbie?
I want to do a few artists and a comedian, and I was thinking about adding some dancers.
Oh, wow. You got a major show you're trying to put together. With dancers, artists, comedians. I like that. Hey, why don't we get together afterwards and we can talk about that, because I got a few comedians in mind for you, and we can work some artists out too if you want to talk about it later on.
Okay. Sounds good.
Cool. Okay. Hey, Al, this is Debbie Mulligan. You don't remember Debbie Mulligan, don't you?
No, man. This is Harold, man. I think you mean Debbie Mullen.
Thank you.
Wow. Okay. I'm sorry, Harold. I meant Debbie Mulligan, man. I thought I said Mulligan.
Oh, man. No, man. It's like you're saying Mulligan. It's Mullen.
Mullen. Okay. Hey, you know what? It's Debbie, okay? It's Debbie, damn it. Okay? Debbie's on the phone, Harold. Do you want to say something to her?
Hey, man, I think that Caesar's been talking to Jimmy Buffett in Margaritaville or something, man. He's like, he's totally lost, man.
Oh, wow, this dude just called me a lush. Just called me a drunk.
And he's not sharing. That's the bad part.
Wow, I hope he's not drinking. I hope he's still
Debbie,
like the
Debbie,
drone,
Debbie,
man.
If you were here, Debbie, I would be sharing with you, no problem. Hey, Debbie, but I see you got something. You found a new gentleman out there. You've been all over the land discussing it, man. So why don't you tell us about your new man you found?
It's a difficult situation.
Oh, it's really put somebody on the spot.
Wow, man.
Oh,
hey,
she was clammed up, Hal. I was just trying to be nice and tell her, hey, we've been seeing your stuff you post online. Oh, I'm sorry, man. I got new man. Oh, man. Oh, I can't think straight. My man is going crazy.
Well, man.
Hey, you didn't see that? You didn't see what Debbie's been posting online? No, he doesn't understand it. Dude's not that serious with his going online. But my skills are day and night. So I have been saying. So tell me about your guy, Debbie. You don't want to talk about him?
He's a good guy. Just got a few loose ends he's got to tie up.
Okay. What's his name?
Wow, man. Hey, Debbie, so if I look online right now on Facebook, it says it's complicated, huh?
No, it doesn't say complicated. It says in a relationship.
Oh, wow, that's
Debbie. He likes to come up with stupid stuff, but that's cool because I know that you're in love, and that's a good thing with you. I appreciate you sharing your expressions about how you feel about your man, and you're doing a good job of it, so keep up the good work, dog. Don't worry about Harold. Harold is just a hater.
Hey, man, lay off the Pepe Lopez, man. The tequila's killing you, man.
No. You're hating right now, brother, because you're being a hater because you haven't addressed the situation about her being in love. So if you don't want to talk about that, just let me know, brother. Yeah, that's what you don't want to talk about. He's on that gunja over there. I'm on the sauce, but he's on that gunja. So tell me, which one is illegal and which one's not? Hey guys, but you know, you can go to a liquor store anywhere in your town. We have a liquor store right here in Shannon right here. So I just went down to the local liquor store and got me some tequila and some mix, and I got margaritas. And Harold just went down to his local so-and-so and got the green herb or whatever, and he's doing his thing. Hey guys, well thank you for tuning in, Debbie. We appreciate you being here. So you got a question for one of my guests tonight? We have Steph from Do or Die, and we also have Point Blank on phone. And you've been helping me out promoting a lot of these artists, man. So why don't you say something to both of the artists?
Y'all just keep up your grind and keep pushing.
Appreciate that. Will
That's
do.
That's what's up, dog. I appreciate you calling in. Yes, sir, it is.
Keep posting
is,
on my
is.
Wall so I can keep sharing.
Hey, you know what, Debbie? No problem. I'll most definitely keep doing that, man. No problem. Because I like the way you work, do business, man. You're right behind me every time I post something. I like that. So I will be posting on your page. Hey, Debbie, thanks for calling into the show.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, guys. I see all you guys out there with your hands up. But I'm going to get back into this interview with Do or Die with Stefan to see what's going on with Stefan. Hey, Stefan, are you still there, brother?
Yeah, still here.
Stefan, tell me a little bit about how your career has been going and what you got on the project table right now, my brother.
So I got some exclusives coming up that I'm going to speak on you guys' station since y'all reached out to me and gave me the opportunity to come and chop it up with y'all on this day that I was chilling in, avoiding this rain. So with that being said, I got some tours coming up. We got the Do or Die family tour, which is going to be me, Do or Die, and then Johnny P, who been on all their tracks, did tracks with Tupac and Scarface. So Johnny P, all of us going to be on tour since they all started together. We also trying to get Twista on the tour also. And then me and AK, we about to drop some of our projects together. Me and B-Lo also going to do something together.
Okay.
I got us that we working on this week, starting tomorrow. Like I said, it's exclusive. Something that we about to do, me and Twista, we about to do our first track together. So we working on that starting tomorrow, and it's going to be a big success. So knowing I grew up off those guys and to be able to get on the track and land something with all these legends that I looked up to and who inspired me to rap, and to be able to get on that track with these guys, man, it's, like I said, an unexplainable type of feeling. But it's most definitely about to go down. So from the tour dates to the mixtape Cocky dropping, some overseas shows that's getting lined up. Like, I got a lot on my plate right now, and just staying humble at the end of the day and just accepting these many blessings as they come in.
Hey, Stephon, telling these people about your social network real quick, my brother, because we're going to get into a song from you, brother.
Okay, well, I got Twitter. You can look me up on there under Stephon21. On Facebook, you can also find me under Stephon on there. Also on YouTube, you can just type in Stephon, and it'll show you all my channels that I'm affiliated with. And then Instagram, I'm under Stephon. So you just Google Stephon, and you'll find everything about me. And it'll pop right up in the Google search.
Hey, man, how are you spelling Stephon, man?
It's S-T-E-P-H-U-N.
Stephon. All right, man. Hey, if they want to listen to your music, man, are you on .piff or what are you on, man?
Nope, this will actually be my first project when I drop. So you can listen to a couple songs I did on Reverb. I did a couple remixes, but mainly all my music I have done, like the videos that's online, I got the Cocky video, which is one of the songs you guys going to premiere tonight, but I got the video out right now. And then all the other songs that's online are live shows, so people have recorded, or I brought my camera crews out, and they have recorded me doing live performances. So my mixtape, I don't have anything out yet, just my Cocky single and my video as of this moment.
Right, man. Hey, Steph, do you have a distribution deal?
You're bringing up Cocky. Why don't we get into that Cocky song right now, my man?
Okay, look, go ahead. This is your boy, Stephon. Y'all finna get a peek of what's been the buzz of the Midwest right now. And this is my new joint called Cocky.
Okay, that's what's up. But give me a world premiere for the DJ Black Caesar show, if you don't mind.
No doubt, man. Want to go ahead and, like, give a shout-out, especially to you guys, DJ Black Caesar and friends, everybody who's on the line with us tonight. Man, just shout out to everybody. And we about to get it in with this premiere of the new song, Cocky.
I mean,
in every single way. I'm Cocky, in the motherfucker.
Like the heart, but my team full of backbreakers. It's a remarkable feeling when you never coming with the minimal
so I be killing them. I make it too critical for niggas who try to compete for my number one spot. The rap game is invisible, so I had it in living. You suck the physical, you don't want to hear nothing biblical. I'm a miracle, so I had to show these niggas what a nigga like me got. So now I'm feeling like I'm on top. Running through the city with a torch in my hand, through every block. I want more flock, I keep with swag. Catch me with this type of bad, balling with the scene, shutting down spots. Lanes be killing me, thinking they hot. Give them a face style, cause he watched up like an old mob. Every one of my shows, I get props. I make new fans, so I can give a fuck if you like me or not.
I'm
remaining to record your message.
Yo, DC, I mean, Harold, are you there? Hello, Harold? Hey, yes, he's not there. Okay, guys, we're not going to worry about that. We're going to go on to something else. Can you tell me a little about that song with producer?
Yeah, My Turn was a track that I put together. I was sitting there dealing with a lot of promoters who were trying to underpay me. I was dealing with a lot of artists who didn't want to pay. Like, they was on, everybody was on underpaying Stephon. And it was to that point where I knew I didn't put in enough. And I was putting out so much to the point where I knew that I earned what I was asking for when it came to people dealing with the management and all of that. So I felt like this is for everybody who was with me who left me. This is for everybody who didn't want to give me an opportunity or was trying to underplay me. So this On My Turn is for everybody that was with me and left me.
I got you, brother. Okay, guys, check it out. This is the song right here called My Turn. I'm just going to play the song. He doesn't have to introduce because he already gave us a world premiere for the DJ Black Caesar show. So DJ Black Caesar about to play this song right here. Check it out.
Blame it on me, as always. You niggas changed. You niggas tried to play me, but the tables have turned. And I'ma tell you how I feel, nigga. Let's get it.
Fuck yeah. First thing that they thought, that a nigga needed them. Till I started making moves, then I started leaving them. Made a nigga feel my pain, made a nigga feel my rapture. Then they said I changed, but it's only the first chapter. Stock give me the beat, put a nigga to eat, put a rapper to sleep, feed lyrics to these artists like a toddler, and give it to anybody who be thinking that they going harder. Kept it cool for a long time, doing free features, started feeling features of my ass, but that from a promoter. Bustle trip cause the taxi to him, for that reason, trying to get even, got a big chip on my shoulder. Winter over, never trying to flood these streets like a river, and bring bad luck to any one of these hoes that superstition have a feeling like he cursed, like he just dropped a mirror. Make a song like he just missed his dinner. Oh God, I'm far from a beginner. See everybody in my circle, remember the face when we step in the place, you know the team full of winners. I associate myself with nothing but go get his head split, a great deal, but we not the mob, but just opposite, hanging with nothing but whole niggas, fake niggas, broke niggas, trying to be the mob. Pack up your whole lab, rent overdue, take all of your shit, cause you been evicted. High views, high play, but your show's always empty, something starting to look fishy. Grandma, beast mode, so focused that I can't be thrown on my square. Ready for the world and anything that come out of it, I can handle it. Step on, sit prepare, making these chips, making the jig strip. This my year, I'm calling it like I see it. Don't hold your breath, thinking I'm gonna fail. About to cut your way, I know you don't believe it. That they thought that a nigga needed them, till I started making moves, then I started leaving them. Made a nigga feel my pain, made a nigga feel my rapture. Then they said I changed, but it's only the first chapter.
One more time, I gotta go in.
You better be ready, I'm coming like Freddy. Them niggas were petty, they knew I was deadly. My pocket won't hurt them, would give me a penny. So now they're shining, they cover the diamonds. The same people trying to come and get a verse. Now I got worse and it hurts, cause I went first. Started with a shirt, now they women trying to first. Throw the pussy all up in Facebook, trying to search for the newest rapper coming out of the Midwest. Got me on YouTube, SoundCloud, Instagram, Twitter, website that I never even heard of. Got a lot of pay shirt, first class car, waiting in the lot with gifts I never pay for. Be on the lookout from a mixtape, cocky, about to drop this summer. I'm about to be the unaffected artist that you dig up in the office like their brother Obama. Check it, sleepless nights, trying to figure out something nice. Attitude like hell with them niggas. Now everybody wanna put me on the project, everybody want the best deal. AK told me to kill, fuck them. Let every nigga feel how I felt. Don't have no remorse for these bloodsuckers. What was everybody when the nigga needed they help? Keep this in mind. I'm a bad man with a charming smile and a business mind. If you're not fucking money, then get no dummy. Don't waste my time. You can either book me or get a CD. Get a verse or a nigga, you can miss me. Regardless of how you try to go around it, you niggas still gon' see me. First thing that they thought, that a nigga needed them, till I started making moves, then I started leaving them. Made a nigga feel my pain, made a nigga feel my rapture. Then they said I changed, but it's only the first chapter.
Yeah, man.
Wow, are you kidding me? Are you kidding? Was that Tom Clifford or was that you, my brother? That was excellent, man. You know what I like? Hey, you know what? I love niggas from Chicago, man. I'm from Chicago. Hold on for a second, guys. This is my guy, DC Company, man. Hold on 1 second.
Hey, Stephon.
Yeah, I'm here, bro.
Okay, that motherfucker tried to go hard as hell. I was asking my man, was that Tongue Twister? Was that him? Because it was so damn good, man. And like I was saying, I love niggas from Chicago because I'm from Chicago. I'm from the South Side. And all those niggas from Chicago rap like that. That's what kind of skills they got. They're the most talented guys in the universe. Point blank has been my artist, one of the artists I've been dealing with since I've been in the world right now. And I'm 44 years old, just let you guys know. So this guy is out there, man. These are some talented brothers on the phone with me right now. And we're going to be with my girl, Tanya Green, in a little bit. But I just want to give salutes to both of you gentlemen out there. I want to give a salute to Stephon. I want to give a salute to Point Blank because you guys are the truth, brothers.
Thank you, thank you. No doubt. Salute, brother.
Yes, sir. Salute to both of you. Hey, guys, I got a question for both of you guys real quick because we got to get into a song by Point Blank right now. Hold on, I'm going to go to your archives, Point. Let me find it right quick. We're gonna pull up a song by you. Okay, let me find it right quick. Point blank. Okay, let me see. Hey, Point, you got a song called Bullshit. Oh wow, I said the word. I didn't mean to say that. I don't even curse. But I don't curse. I don't talk like that on the radio. But anyway, you got a song called Boss Shinizik. Can you tell us about that song, my brother?
Well,
that's the end of the song we got, Point Blank. I got a song where you call Pissed Off, man. I'm sorry, you sent me two brand new songs today. That was a song from our previous engagement we had. We also did Shorty Said, so that's a brand new track. You got Pissed Off and Wow Now, so we're into those songs right there. What's that song Pissed Off about, man?
I mean, Pissed Off, basically, you know what I'm saying? It's a track I came up with, you know what I'm saying? I see so many different artists that's not me and Stefan that kind of follow a lot of other artists' trends out there, you know what I'm saying? Trying to be like every other man in the game, you know what I'm saying? And I feel that if you ain't about that style, you trying to present yourself as, you shouldn't be doing that. You shouldn't be lying about what you're not doing, you know, to keep everything real. So I kind of took the word Pissed Off and made it into a rhythmatic track, you know what I'm saying? Letting everybody know, kind of pissed off about what's going on, but I'm still letting everybody know this is my concept, though, and the shit going hard right now, somewhere everywhere, you know what I'm saying? So it's a banging-ass track right now, video done for it and everything, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, you know what, brother? I can dig it. Today is 9/11. Let's show honor to all these fallen soldiers out here, all these fallen industry people out here, all these factories, all these towers out here. Let's show some homage to these falling soldiers out here, man, and to the firemen, to the police officers, everybody in New York City with the Twin Towers. Let's show homage to them, and let's also get into this song by Point Blank. Hey, Point Blank, why don't you give me a real premiere for that series right there, brother?
Yo, this man Point Blank is my world, you know what I'm saying? Premiere on the DJ Black Caesar Family Radio Show, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to DJ Black Caesar, Harry the Hippie, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody, it's my world premiere. Pissed Off, man, Black Smoke Music.
Hey, I like that, man. DJ Black Caesar Family. Hey, that's a good show right there. Hey, check it out, y'all. Check it out.
Damn the beat, just dropped up on the nigga. I'ma pick it back up, add some bars to that rhythm. Try doing you what I do me, but don't watch me. Pimp, watch TV, AMC, Nickelodeon, Lifetime, Sesame Street. Give me some to comfort your thoughts, but at the same time, all them turners are false. Wasn't no love for the dumb folks, so ain't no love long, but the path is cross. Make it like you rich and famous, knowing they're good that your boss is aimless. Put you in there, over your mate, believe it, and you out here really eating. Hope they can get mad, try, but the move on the sauce, I'm thinking you really saw. I put you in the face of a young child, now you in the corner, left out. This ain't the game, never been the zoo. Never vibe from a living, a little boo. I'll reach the finish at the end of the night, but imagine the life of a pocket flight. Now you understand, instead of you saying when the MC's rapping, just throw some verse together, and they swear that shit be happening. That shit be saying, just hear what they say. Confirm my rig and niggas mistake. I can never lie up in my track, y'all might find out, but that bitch right here.
Man, the motherfucker got me in the track, I'ma let y'all know I'm pissed off. If it's tired of hearing the same shit with the rap, let me hear y'all scream, I'm pissed off. Niggas fighting the hand that finished before, they hating on me cause they pissed off. Your pocket sag, your wallet flag, your belly blue cause you pissed off. Man, the motherfucker got me in the track, I'ma let y'all know I'm pissed off. If it's tired of hearing the same shit with the rap, let me hear y'all scream, I'm pissed off. Niggas fighting the hand that finished before, they hating on me cause they pissed off. Your pocket sag, your wallet flag, your belly blue cause you pissed off.
Yep, yep, you guys heard it right here. That was Pissed Off by my man Point Blank. Well, we got one more track called Wow New. Point Blank, tell me a little bit about that song while I play it, my man.
You understand that the track that's coming up next is really called Wildin' Out. I couldn't change the format name when I sent you the email, but the track is called Wildin' Out, you know what I'm saying? Basically, you know what I'm saying? That's over there, you know what I'm saying? Spit my real shit as always, you know what I'm saying? Doing what I do. Keeping myself ready, okay. You know what I'm saying? Keeping the crowd on their toes about what I'm going to say next, you know what I'm saying? Shit like that. So I just call it Wild and Out, you know what I'm saying? I just took that as my concept and ran with it throughout the track and shit, you know what I'm saying?
I got you, brother. I got you. So we're going to get into this song right here. But first of all, I want you to introduce the song so you can bring it off to these people and let them know what's going on, man.
Yo, once again, it's Point Blank, man, you know what I'm saying? It's another worldwide premiere with DJ Black Season, you know what I'm talking about? This is my new track called Wild and Out. DJ Black Seas is the only one to have this track, you know what I'm saying, besides my squad, you know what I'm saying, so this is a special world for me, you know what I'm saying, good looking out DJ Black Seas for the interview again, man, you the only one got this track, brother, Wild and Out, Black Smoke.
That's what's up, you guys heard it.
Black Smoke.
Black Smoke, please, motherfucker.
Wildin' out,
wildin',
getting it in,
poppin' them bottles,
poppin'. We got loud to switch up,
cars
stay clean,
won't go if it's fresh,
only dogs around here, ain't no swag on this,
never claim swagger, so this point don't be breathing here, in the concept of interest, even if blankets tip the thickest, so I stay in my own lane, and drive my own car. Fuck the
fact to
beat myself down
for rolling
far.
It's over with, it's over with. I said it twice cause I meant that shit. Black Smoke is the representative, if not then you begin to split. Moving at my own pace, I got a gun at the start of the race. On your mark, get ready, get set. They've been erased. Class is now assessing new teachers up in the room. Concept and lesson just guarantees to go real hard like Johnny Boone. Presence is known for some beat. I got no resistance. So depress or bust some pipe, and it's all kind of shit. I'm here, stand clear. That the brain is down, but them telling them feel. What we have today, fucking career up there, say in and say atmosphere. Make some clowns move around, I'll evacuate Bozo Town. No need to be a part of them jazz beats, slow them down. Was a kid on my level, but fucking with the devil. No space for the fake, plus a nigga, me mugging my bezel. I need to stand clear, too many haters around here. Had the mic right now, I'm known as the grinder of the year. Wildin' now,
wildin',
getting it in.
Popping them bottles,
poppin'.
We got loud to switch up, cars stay
clean,
won't go if it's fresh, only dogs around here, ain't no swag on this, never claim swagger, so this point don't be breathing here, and the concept of interest, even if blankets tip the thickest, so I stay in my own lane, and drive my own car. Fuck the
pastor, beat my stomach down, so rolling far. Puff, puff, don't pass my grass, I laugh at these riff-raff. Exhale the smoke and I can feed you the last auto call to crap off they dumb ass. About this lifestyle for real, I'm always in a battlefield. Rampo control my flow, soon I'll be battling some record deals. Stay on my grass throughout the night, but I'm not a phone. Them blocks, the only thing we got in common, nigga, is about to flood our pockets. I'm getting in at any means, disregard any border. In life, I need money, in that motherfucking order. In the trap, non-stop, posting up by this boot hall. With this and out, this real shit, no admit for you. Come on, come on,
step right up and take a good look. Front and center in the opening, you see me on the book. The grinding fuck hustle and I made it work, they call Brussels. I twisted up my Rolex with a blade, talking about that rapper. My life ain't a game, but you can have next to bastard. I'm something like soda compared to a master.
Wildin' out, wildin',
gettin' it in me.
Poppin' them bottles, poppin'.
We got loud to switch up,
switch up.
Cars stay clean,
clean,
won't go with express
break.
Pony dogs around here, ain't no swag on this. Never claim swagger, so this point don't be freezing here. And the concept of interest, even if blankets kept the thicker. So I stay in my own lane and drive my own car. Fuck the pass to keep my stomach down from rolling far.
Wildin' out, man. It's my bad gap by my. Let me rewind and start it over. That was by my gap, Point Blank right there. Killing it with Black
yes,
Smoke
sir.
Music, man. With Kenneth over there with Black Smoke Music, killing it, man. Hey, you know what, guys? If you didn't know this, now you know it. I'm the VP over there with distribution, so you guys need to check out Black Smoke Concept Music. They got it going on. The
yes,
world's
sir.
Best label right now out there. Doing it real big with Black Smoke Music. Hey, Point Blank, thank you. I want to thank you and your man, Stefan, Do or Die, for being on the show tonight. You guys are wonderful. You guys were all together. You had a lot of information out there you put out there. And I just want to thank you guys for coming through tonight, sharing with us, man, because that was really, really big and major of you guys. Oh, wow, to do that. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Well, thanks for having me, especially. I see you. Really appreciate that. And, man, look forward to chopping it up with you again and getting on the show in the near future again. Till then, stay blessed.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. I appreciate
all
it.
All the time. Good looking up, Black Season, man. Like I said, what's nice comes twice, man. You know what I'm saying? Third time will be a time and continue from there, man. And I'm glad you're part of the squad as well, my dudes. Well, keep doing your thing, man.
Hey,
appreciate
Point
it.
Blank, you know what? Hey, Point Blank, you know what, man? I'm going to interrupt you and say this right here. Hey, man, it's good to have you part of being my part of my family, man. And it's good to work with you cats online, man, on Blog Talk Radio. You and Steph from Do or Dad, man. You guys are wonderful artists, and I'm just glad to know you guys.
No doubt, man. Same thing here, man. Gratitude all the time, man. It's a movement. We out here.
No doubt. I'll let
okay,
you fellas
later. Podcast. Okay, now it's time to bring Miss Tonya Green in. What's up, Tonya Green?
Just being patient, Caesar.
Yes, ma'am. That's what's up. That's what time it is. We appreciate you being patient, ma'am. Hey, now, tell us your... I'm sorry?
Oh, no, I said you're welcome.
Oh, okay. Hey, Tonya Green, tell us a little bit about yourself. Tell us who you are and what you do.
Okay, my name is Tonya Ursula Green, and I have been writing poetry since either age 6 or 9. I know it's been over 40-something years. As an adult, I was a beautician and a barber with the state of California. Then
okay.
I went and took some law classes and then worked for the district attorney from 1990, and I resigned in 2006 and went back to writing. And the reason I
Ooh.
Went back to writing, I joined a poetry website, and the word of the day was tattoos. Anything that was going to be surrounded by the word tattoo. And so what I did is I wrote this poem about tattoos in about 3 minutes and sent it in. And then the founder of the website said, if you can write that fast, you need to take this down, and I'll show you how to get into the publishing and submit your poetry. And so this is what I wrote about tattoos. And this is for anybody that has tattoos, as far as like your mother, your father, a person that, you know, passed away, and you're kind of showing, paying homage to them in that way. Anyway, I have seen creatively written names, ex-lovers of yesterday, exploited on bodies like billboard signs because you love without limits and cross imaginary lines. Makes it hard to forget no matter how much time goes by. Your memory of them may fade, but it's the ink that's left behind. Names are permanent reminders embedded on the skin. You can never wash off those feelings of when. Now a part of life that no longer blends in. But unless it's in the name of love for family or a dear departed friend, then tag your body with respect from beginning to end. But when you live in the moment, it's easier to erase love when it's written on paper with your pen. So that was my first submission back to writing.
Well, hey, Tanya, this is Harold. I just wanted to know, who inspires you to do all these wonderful poems?
Please enter your password, or if you've entered the wrong mailbox number, press...
Hello, Ms. Green, are you there? Harold, are you there? Hey, Harold. Hello, Tanya Green, are you there?
Yeah, I don't know what happened.
I don't know either, but, Harold, are you there? Hey, Harold, if you're there, turn your phone off mute, man. You might have your phone on mute.
Hello?
Yeah, man, I can hear you now. Damn, dude, you had your phone on mute.
No, man, I'm sitting there talking, man. Hey, Tanya, did you hear what I asked, though?
No, something went on. I heard like some static with the phone, and then my call stopped.
Oh,
what was
wow.
your question?
I was just wondering, who inspires you to do all these wonderful poems?
I'm inspired by everything around me. I mean, absolutely everything. I can basically write a poem about anything, anybody, any person, anything, any subject.
Nice.
So, with that being said, the first book that I had published is called Conversations from the Heart, and in that book it's just a variety of poetry, whether it's relationships, love. And I did one on, on Malcolm X, and I had to Google like a lot. I mean, I know a lot about Malcolm X, but I actually went through his Playboy interview from 1962, and it gave me everything I ever needed to know about him, and so I broke it down and called it Malcolm X Timeline. And I kind of centered everything about from the day he was born until the day he, you know, got killed. And I say, Malcolm Little, born on 5/19/1925, his father was his mentor and guide, teaching him self-reliance and black pride. By the age of 13, his father had died and his mother was placed in an institute, so he hustled to survive. By 1946, the next 8 to 10 years was in prison and reading about the Muslims is how he spent his time. Shortly after his release in 1952, he found peace, became a minister of the Nation of Islam. Now he is Malcolm X. But his own self-proclaimed revelation was to break free from the Islamic Nation. Then in 1964, a pilgrimage to Mecca and changing once more. At last, he embraced the name Alaa Malik al-Shabazz. Within a year, gunned down in 2/21/1965 at the Audubon Ballroom in Harlem in front of his four-year-old daughter's eyes. It took, like, I broke that out of, like, 6 pages of an interview and kind of, you know, made it into a poem about him.
Nice.
Thank you.
Hey, Harold, are you still there? Hey, Harold.
Yeah, man, I'm here, man. I'm just sitting
Damn,
back
dude.
And relaxing, man, listening to
poetry,
man.
What the hell are you doing, Harold? What are you doing over there, man?
Oh, man, I'm just, like, laid back, man. I'm kicking back in my beanbag chair, man, just listening to the beautiful poetry, man.
Yeah, I hear you, man. Actually, I'm laid back, too, man. I'm not listening to poetry, but, I mean, I am listening to poetry, but I'm Tony Green, I'm sorry, man. I'm listening to your poetry, but I'm in another zone right now, too, man. But, hey, you got some great poetry, man, and we just want to hear a little bit more of it. So let's get a little bit more deeper, Tanya Green, and let's get the people some poetry, man. I mean, let's give them what they want, man. Let's give them a little poetry.
Hey, Tanya, sure do
will.
That one about the hip-hop. That was cool, man.
Okay, let me give you one more from my first book, and then I'll read you some from Tupac. This is called The Power of Two Voices. Born into a world that searched for equality and socially becoming free, Black Power fist high in the air, always be proud of the skin color we wear. One generation and the message they sent had men and women in stores buying blowout kits, an image of apple hats, afros, and ticks. With Huey Newton and Angela Davis on every news page, the media coverage was white America outraged, because the Black Panther Party had a calling and it was found, stimulating our minds to the lyrics of James Brown. Say it loud, I'm black and I'm proud. Even back then, I knew what they meant. If your mind and soul are chained, you're just a slave on a ship. Black pride was the destiny of their trip, never to be judged by our body of tent, a replica of the past that is only God sent. Unity for black people is what it represents. And still today, some view us as fools, waiting with patience for that 40 acres and a mule. That's from the book Conversations from the Heart, and it's called The Power of Two Voices.
Wow, man, that's deep. Hello? Hello?
Yeah, dude, she's off the phone again. I'm trying to see if she's going to come back on before I actually dial her number, because I want to dial it, and she's calling in.
Wow, man. Hey, man, where's Willie at, man? Sleeping?
Willie's on the phone with us, man, but I don't think he knows how to cut his phone off mute, man. Hold on for a sec. Tell your greens back. Hold on. Miss Green, are you there? Miss, okay. Miss Green, are you there?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
You know what? Sometimes Blog Talk experiences that where calls are dropped, so don't think it's anything with your phone. It's just Blog Talk. But we got you back on the phone now. Willie's on the phone with us, but Willie hasn't been here all night, man. I think he's I think he forgot how to use his phone. Willie, cut your phone off, man.
Wow, man, it's crazy, man. I don't know where Willie is tonight, man.
You know what? You know what, brother? Willie's still here, but you know what? I think the show is going through without him, so let's not worry about Willie. Hey, Harold, you got great questions. Continue your questions.
Yeah, I just wanted to know, Tanya. I mean, what projects you got going on now? I know you got a lot of big things going on. I understand you just took on some managing.
Yes, I did. As far as, you know, my personal stuff, I did finish my book, What Really Happened to Hip Hop. So that should be coming out, I'm going to say, like, late 2014, because there's some stuff in there I have to kind of change some things for whatever reason. And then there's a gentleman by the name of Avery Shaw Richard, who I met at the Outlaws concert back in 2011. And at that time, he gave me his CD, King of the City. And I have been listening and promoting him ever since. And so he recently got picked up with DC Management, and I as his manager. So we have that going on. And I am the editor-in-chief for A&R Review Magazine. So that's going to be some fun stuff with Caesar and DC and some other people that are going to be, you know, on board with us. And right now my place is pretty cool. Yeah.
Yeah, wow, that's a job. How do they submit stuff to you for the magazine?
They can send it, and when I say A&R, I'm not saying A and. It's A, the letter N, R, Review, Magazine, Chief Editor at gmail.com.
Oh, wow,
so that's
great, man. I'm really looking forward.
Oh, thank you. And the magazine is going to have all genres of music from hip-hop, jazz, R&B, country, pop, rock, classic rock, you name it, it's going to be in there.
Wow, that's far out, man. Jeez, are you awake, man? I think Jimmy Buffett called Caesar. Caesar, you there? Sounds like he might be in Margaritaville or something.
I know I heard a phone, like, kind of click, and I didn't know what was going on again.
Oh, well. And, that's crazy.
The most recent book that I have right now is, of course, Tupac Equals the Outlaws of Mike and Men, M-I-C as in microphone. And you can check that out at freesenpress.com, which is FrieSenPress.com. And the first poem that I ever did on Tupac, I actually ended up meeting the outlaws because of the poem and his mother. And
oh, well,
I don't even know if
our lines are
lined. Are there still
like
people
crazy
listening, or should I just leave this to you?
Yeah, well, let's take a call. Area code 703,
okay.
You're on the phone, Black Caesar and Friends Show.
Hello? Hello, Ms. Green?
Hi. Yeah?
How you doing? I was wondering, who inspired you to do your writing?
I get inspired from
Hello?
Everything. Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Do you sit back and, like,
yeah.
Do you just come up with this stuff off your own?
Yes. I do.
Oh, wow. I'm a big fan. Thank you for letting me call in.
Oh, you're welcome.
Oh, wow. You're welcome.
Okay. Hey, check it out, guys. We're going to take a couple more phone calls. Hold on 1 second. I'm going to take a phone call. It looks like it's in Las Vegas or something. I got your phone call open 202-329. Your mic is open. You can make a comment or ask a question. Okay, 207, I'm sorry, 702. Your mic is open. Okay, your mic is closed. Okay, hold on 1 second, Tanya Green. Let me pick up another mic. Okay, I got 702. Wow, they just hung up. Okay, let me, hold on, we got another one, hold on real quick, okay, 702,
hey, Caesar.
Hey, how you doing?
Caesar, I'm all right, how you doing? Hey, Tanya, I'm loving your poetry.
Oh, thank you.
I just wanted to stop by and say hi to y'all. Your show's doing pretty good, I like your guests, doing some big things over there, Caesar.
Who is that right now?
This is Stacy.
Hey, Stacy, how you doing, man? Hey, Stacy, how you doing? I know it was Las Vegas. I'm like, that's a Las Vegas number right there. And I got another Las Vegas out there. I'll be right with you. Oh, that's your number again. I see your number up there twice. I'm going to hang up on one of them.
Yeah,
I'm going to hang up on one of them.
My phone, and it didn't go through. There's a problem with my phone, so I had to.
Okay, I got you, Stacy. Hey, Stacy, you want to tell us a little about what you guys got going on? I heard you and Tanya Green are working on a new project with A&R Magazine. What's up with that?
Oh, well, I guess we got some good stuff going on over there with all the artists and the different type of genres. And I'm actually really excited. I'm excited to be working with you, Tanya. I really am. You've got a lot of talent there with your poetry.
Yeah, thank you. I'm just a poetry head and a hip-hop head by heart.
indeed. But no. actually, Caesar, I'm really excited about it. We're looking to launch in January, and it's going to be awesome to hear some of the stuff that they have out there in the art music industry and up and coming and mainstream. And I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Did we lose you, Caesar? Are you still with us?
No, I'm right here. I'm listening to you guys.
Yeah.
well,
Caesar,
good.
Before I finish my little poetry segment on your show, I'm going to read one that's called Row of Death, and it's because I get a lot of demand for this poem, And, of course, once I read it, you guys will know what I'm talking about. Anyway, what was it really like at that infamous label for all those thirsty young rappers caught and corralled like horses in stables? As violence unplugged all mics and turntables, sometimes the need for greed was injected like speed, fear-filled minds made from clouds of fleas. And all of a sudden they saw fame was on their side, just telling them to freestyle but don't drop the dime. Because there is no mercy if your lyrics are whack, creativity is gone and still under attack. Now the focus is on those getting pistol whipped and slapped, while the others stood laughing as the rest watched them fight back. Many names became pawns in the game after they signed on the dotted line, and then merely treated like prisoners in their moment of confidence. But did anyone truly care that the artist sustained pain like a deep rooted tooth, or who owns their music after they paid the toll in the booth? The end.
Nice.
And that is from Tupac equals the Outlaws, Mike and Men. This silence is killing me. I could just read forever.
Now, you know what, Tanya? I think I'm having issues with my phone here. That poem came out of the Tupac book, you were saying?
Yeah.
Okay, now that's a book on poetry.
Maybe instead of going to casino so much, maybe you should get a new phone.
The entire book is written in poetry. What did he say?
He's clowning about City over here.
Anyway, I'm just saying, man. I mean, I know how Caesar feels about those casinos. Do you go to casinos a lot?
Oh, wow, this dude put me on blast, man.
Yeah, you and Margaritaville, right?
Somethingville.
Oh, well, now Caesar put me on blast.
Now, Caesar, you guys are supposed to be interviewing me.
I'm letting them interview you. That's what they're doing.
I'm sorry, Tanya. Actually, I just stopped by to say hi, to tell y'all, you know, shout out, give some love to you guys.
Oh, no,
and,
you can stay on, too. We're all family. But anyway, to answer your question, the entire book is written in poetry. It's the only book in the world on Tupac Shakur that is written in poetry, but not his poetry. You know what I mean? Like the rose that grew from concrete, that was his. This is a book on him that I did, and it's the only one of its kind.
Okay, so each one of your poems is a part of his life that you're referring to in the poetry, correct?
Exactly. I've never met him, but listening to his music, I kind of saw like the deeper side of him. And I ended the book with the poem that's called His Poetry Deep Within Him. And because I knew that he got cremated and stuff like that, I wrote this on behalf of him. I mean, the book is about him, but this one really kind of touched me when I came up with it. And so I said, water against his skin feels calm, imperfections from life will wash away, but for others continue on. Memories left along the shore are unresolved problems like waves hitting rocks leaving a sound that roars. Many things kept his mind open and free, casting all doubt about the world into the deep blue sea. Those tiny grains of sand left an image of footprints from this brilliant man. Some people thought just hopeless and unkind, trying to walk in his shoes and dig holes through his mind. With a soul and spirit much older yet beyond his living years, the truth he shared vocally will never disappear. His thoughts are equal to the highest building built with bricks and stones, but the depth of his heart only a few had the chance to feel that side and get to know. As he shared knowledge to help others maneuver around conflict and deceit, the message was never accept a platter from anyone that is serving you defeat. His poetry was deeper than any ocean, just hard like concrete. And that's how I end the book.
All right, hats off. Tanya Green, I got a question for you. What is your favorite Tupac song? What is your
All
favorite Tupac
on
song?
All Eyes on Me.
And what's your What was your favorite movie that he starred in?
Poetic Justice.
What is justice?
Poetic Justice.
You said poetic justice, man.
I couldn't hear you, man. It sounded like there's lightning in the background. My favorite is Juice.
Yeah.
I really like the movie Juice. What do you think about the whole Tupac thing about him dying? I mean, about him being murdered. I mean, do you think there's something behind that? Do you think it was death row, or what's your opinion?
I mean, after looking at all these documentaries, and I actually recently saw like the resurrection of Tupac. There's a documentary on that, and then the other documentary, Welcome to Death Row. In Welcome to Death Row, there's a gentleman that is incarcerated in Arizona right now. Even though he already served his time, he insists on staying behind bars by choice to live. And he went on camera and said that he was paid to transport all these automatic weapons from New York to California. And in the end, he said that he had no idea that those were the weapons that were used to kill Tupac and Biggie. And so I just know I just feel personally it's because, you know, maybe Tupac wanted to leave Death Row and, you know, maybe Biggie wanted to go on his own another place too, and people just saw, hey, these are dollar signs walking through the door. If we can't have them, nobody can. And then the other rumor that I personally heard from someone that is related to, I can't say his name, anyway, said that money was owed
between... I mean, everybody already knows it, man. That's old news.
That money, let's just put it out there.
That money was owed between Biggie, I mean, not Biggie, but P. Diddy and Suge Knight. And the money was borrowed way before we even knew who Biggie was. And this is when Tupac was still with Digital Underground. And so they just figured it was a big conspiracy over money. And, you know, I don't know. I wasn't there. But I just think it's sad in the end that not only that their talent is gone, but they were someone's child. You know, they left behind mothers, fathers, and children. And so when people always talk about the East Coast and the West Coast beef and this and that, people need to understand that those two young men were friends until people started getting in their ears and, you know, spreading rumors about each other and stuff like that, because I can't even imagine Biggie wanting to have Tupac killed or vice versa, even though, you know, they portrayed this image of being tough in their music, but music and the person, two different people. And that's why I really had to make sure that I captured the essence of Tupac, the person, and not his music. Because we can listen to his music all day long, but we never knew him as a person. And so I just basically kind of studied him as a person and came up with this book. So,
So
far it's doing good. And I kind of lucked out because it's being sold on 2,500 online bookstores.
Oh, wow.
And it's self-published, so that's pretty good.
Yeah,
absolutely.
It is.
Hey, Caesar, why don't we have Miss Tanya Green judge your club banger that you and your uncle did, man? Can you play that?
Yeah, sure. What's that called? She's Hot. Okay.
Hey, Miss Green, we got this world premiere that we're going to do right now. This is by the famous DJ Black Caesar and his uncle. I'm telling you, this song right here is probably one of the hottest songs I've heard on this show that's getting ready to be put on. Caesar,
hey,
you
know what?
Hey,
check it out, my brother. I'm sorry to tell you this, but I got the mixed down version on here, but I don't have the regular version on here. And basically, the regular version is what he's talking about, Miss Green. But I have a version on here right now that's been mixed by me. I think it's on the Heroes of Music. I got the version of the Heroes of Music on here. Okay. So, everybody, here's the world premiere of DJ Black Caesar featuring R&B KC. Check it out. Tell me if you like it.
Hey.
I kind of dropping you, bro. Can you say something about my mixtape coming out?
I'm going to say that. I'm going to drop that.
Let me get my mind right.
I walk a
See your name, Rod Davis.
Rod Davis doing it big with DJ Black Caesar for his mixtape.
I don't believe it.
Heroes of Music.
Heroes of Music.
Co-Corey Capone is on the other side of you.
Co-Corey
Capone, man.
Co-Corey Capone. Corey Kilos. Coke, that's me, man. Holla at your boy, man. Look me up on YouTube on the Coke Dirty Laundry mixtape. Holla at your boy.
If I say prescription.
Yo, guys, check it out, guys. I got my people here right now. We're at a bocce shop right now. We're eating dinner. We're having a good time. I just want to give a shout out to my people out there. What's up, Johnny O? Nerd DJs. Also, I'm going to give a shout out to my grimy music DJs. What's up, guys? Hey, this CD right here is going to be the best on the market, guys. I got a lot of major artists on here right now. I got Bone Thugs and Harmony. I got Idi Amin on here. I got Creek Dog on here from the Dog Pound. I got a lot of people on here, man. So check it out. Oh, hey, I can't forget my man. Hey, what's up, Jay? What's up, Mikey J? I got him on the CD also, guys. So check out this CD. It's real hot. I got a lot of major artists on here, guys. Check it out. I got Rod Davis sitting beside me, man. We're at the Hibachi shop right now, eating dinner. Hey, check it out, guys. Hey, what's your name, baby?
Jennifer.
I got Jennifer. Hey, Jennifer, say Heroes of Music.
Heroes of Music.
You heard it right there from Jennifer. She gave you guys a shout-out. Heroes of Music, man. We're having a good time up here. Hey, guys, I'm tipsy. I'm real tipsy. So you guys, hey, what?
Whoa!
Wow. Look at the
boom.
Jesus.
H. Price, man. She's so sexy.
Thank you, babe.
Steph should have been here for this one.
Who's
you were right. Boy, hey, you know what? Hey, Casey, look, do me a favor. Go get our number, pull around the Hummer, and let's get out of here.
Yeah, let's go, baby. Hit up the Holiday Inn or something like that.
SDM Radio. With DJ Rich Rich.
Batman. Batman, are you all right? Yes, Superman. I'm all right. I'm going to get out of this.
Okay, that's enough right there, man. Because that song right there is about 8 minutes long, so I had to cut it short. Hey, Tanya Green, what did you think about that song right there, man? What you heard?
Well, Caesar, I do know that you feel that she's hot. and I hear Little John co-signing saying yeah. So
yeah.
It was all right.
It was all right.
No thumbs up, no thumbs down.
I got you, man.
If I can't make music, so I'm not going to criticize it.
I got you. Caesar,
I'm gonna, Caesar.
Yes, sir. What's up, Harold?
I'm going to give it a thumbs up, man. That song rocks, man. I was sitting here, like, bobbing my head and dropping it low, man. And
hey,
man,
you know
it's
what?
Hot, man.
Hey, Harold.
Hey,
Harold. That's
fire,
why,
man.
Why I like you, Harold, because you're a good guy, man.
and I tell the truth, man.
I hear you, brother. I hear you.
I told my uncle
last night that you really like that song, man. I was like, what do you think about going to Washington, D.C.? We might have to do that song. He was like, man, he said, I can't go to Washington, D.C. He's like, you go to Washington, D.C. and do the song. I was like, well, you know what? I'm going to get somebody else to do it with me, man. He's like, hey, you know what, man? Go ahead and do this. I was like, okay, I got you, brother. So, hey, we might have to do it on there. We might do a remix. What do you think?
Absolutely. Man, I think this song is spit fire, man.
Hey, you know what, guys? I was just
maybe when you remix it.
I'm sorry, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Maybe when you do the remix, maybe not repeat the hook so many times.
Wow. Well, I think it's what caught a lot. Hey, you know what? That song right there has gotten like 5,000 people that beg the difference.
Oh,
they like that song. Yeah, I got about 5,000 people that already gave that song right there a thumbs up, and it was just meant as a joke. I wasn't even supposed to be in the studio. I was just in the studio, and I thought of a catchy hook, and we went with it. And that song right there, DC was the one that actually brought it to my attention, though, guys. I had 5,000 people that said they liked that song right there, but DC is the one that really brought it to my attention because it was just a joke. And my uncle was like, yeah, that's a good song, man. I was like, okay, oh, cool. I said, would you like to go to Washington, D.C. and perform that song? He was like, no. So I said, okay, I got a fan to do it. I'm going to do a remix to it.
Hey, man, well, I'll tell you this, man.
About the next time, though.
That song right there will definitely get airplay, man, if you put it out there to the radio, man, because the garbage you're playing nowadays, man,
that
song right there is in the top 10 easily, man.
Wow. Hey, Harold, you know what, Harold? I really like Harold. I'm really digging you, Harold, because you got an ear for music, man. You do have an ear for music, man. But, hey, man, I never thought that song going to hit. But Harold says
it. I
like it. I got to go with you, man. Hey, Tanya Green, thanks for coming to the show tonight.
Yeah.
Hey, Tanya Green, why don't you give everybody your social networks, give them your Facebook, give them their Twitter, and give them your place where they go buy your book at.
Okay, Facebook, Tanya Green, and the other place you can find me is at ANR Review Magazine, chiefeditor@gmail.com. I don't do the Twitter. I have a LinkedIn page under Tanya Green, and my books can be found, Conversations from the Heart, is at eglibris.com, which is eglibris.com. Tupac equals the Outlaws of Mike and Men is at freezenpress.com, which is freezenpress.com. And that's where you can find me.
Hey,
and then I
want
to give a shout out to. Yeah, can I give a shout out to DC Productions?
Yeah, go right ahead.
And I want to give him the utmost respect for taking a chance on Big Ruth. And Big Ruth allowing me to manage him. And the greatest beat maker that I've ever ran into is Ryan Sells, and he's also in Denver, Colorado. So you guys need to check out Big Ruth and Ryan Sells, and they are also on Facebook. So check it out.
Cool.
Kansas City.
Cool, cool, cool. Hey, thanks a lot, Tanya Green. Thanks a lot, Stacey.
You're
welcome. We appreciate you guys calling in. We really appreciate you guys calling in. And I know DC was here. He would like to thank you also. But Harold,
yeah.
Would you like to thank Tanya Green and Stacey?
Oh man, absolutely, Tanya. I'm a big fan, man. I just want to say thanks for coming out and enlightening the show. And you know, I'm just sorry that
your ears
are a little bad and you don't like DJ Black Caesar's song, man. But you know, we'll work through that one, man. That's a hit, man, all the way, man.
I didn't say I didn't like it.
I
want to
give a shout out to everybody.
Oh wow!
Don't even get me twisted.
I
want to
give a
shout
out as well.
Like it. I said it was okay.
Well, I didn't hear you dancing to it. I mean, I'm over here banging into the walls, man.
Yeah, but everybody
likes kind of neutral.
Like, and because,
I don't do music,
so I'm not going to criticize music because, you know, when I first heard it, I thought he was having a conversation. And I thought he was going to use the mic or something, and I was like, what the hell?
Hey, what'd you ask her?
I'm gonna send a CD to her house. That's what I'm gonna do.
You know what?
Wow.
Harold,
okay.
I want you to send me signed. I want it autographed. So send me one two seasons.
Oh wow! You know what? No, I'll get you that autograph. I'll get you a CD sent to your house. Trust me, I will do it.
Absolutely.
Caesar.
Yes, ma'am.
Caesar.
Yes, ma'am.
The gentleman, I forgot his name, that was rapping, and he was rapping like hella fast. Do you know what
yeah,
he first came
was,
on? I thought it was Twista at first until after, because I kind of caught the interview towards the end.
Yeah.
Wow.
See, that's one of the guy's bios. I'm going to send you his music, I'm going to send you his bio,
okay.
And I'm going to send you a picture of him. And I'm also going to send the other gentleman with him. Point blank, because we're going to have them in the magazine for this month.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's definitely
okay.
Really.
I couldn't understand his words, but each word had a syllable, and he was letting loose.
Right. Yes, ma'am, he was. He was. I thought it was Twista for a minute. I was like, damn, is that Twista? I was listening. I was like, no, that's not my man. That's fun. Yeah, okay. Hey, you know what? I guess they all being from Chicago, I think they all got the same kind of thing going on right now in Chicago. Chicago
mm-hmm.
is known for the fast rappers because of Twista. Well, no, they're not known because of hit Twista. They're known for the fast
right.
rap because that's where fast rap originated from. But anyway,
okay.
Twista is known in the Guinness Book of World Records already as the fastest rapper that was known to man, but now he's not because there's another guy. Yeah.
Yeah, and before, when he first got inducted into that Guinness Book of Records, he was in there for like 5 or 6 years straight, and then I forgot
right,
the first
right,
record
right.
took his place maybe a
right,
year ago.
Why are you going to be in the Guinness Book of Records?
Because there's only been 4 poems written on Tupac Shakur, and I wrote 350.
Oh, okay. Well, congratulations. Guinness Book of World Records for all your poetry about Tupac Shakur. And believe me, I do see what you got going on, Miss Green. I do watch you on Facebook.
Thank you.
I do watch you and what you got going on. So I know that you are one of those people out there that really loves. Hey, you know what? I tried to do something special for you tonight. I actually tried to get Idi Amin on, but he was in a studio at the time. He said, "Hey, Caesar," he said, "I would love to do it, but I'm busy right now." I was like, "Yeah." I was like, "This lady really, really, really loves what you guys got going on, man. You and Tupac,
and
she wants to salute you guys."
Actually,
and he was like, "Hey, man, yes."
Yeah, they actually. When they saw the one poem I did on Tupac on Facebook, I actually flew to Denver and met them, and they actually signed my first book.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
I'm sure
okay,
they probably don't remember
good.
Me because they have lots of
right,
friends.
Right,
it's been a
right.
couple of years.
So
but,
I just asked my man, Idi Amin, does he know who you are? And he said, no, I don't. So I'm just letting you know. He said he didn't remember you. But anyway,
oh,
I'm going to
no,
hook you guys
I knew
up.
He wouldn't remember me. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to hook you guys up anyway. I'm going to hook you guys up so you guys can speak personally between each
okay.
other. Because you are going to have him in the magazine. I just explained that to him
okay.
that you'll be the one doing the interview.
Okay.
So I'm going to give you his number when we talk again. I'll give you his number and all the
okay.
information so you can get in touch with Idi Amin. All right? Well,
okay.
hey, guys, I want to thank everybody for tuning into the Black DJ Black Caesar and Friends show tonight. It was a wonderful show. We had Tupac on it. Oh, wow. I'm about Tupac left and right. Stefan on here. We also had Point Blank on the show from Black Smoke Music. Also, we had Miss Green on the show. Tanya Green wrote the book on
Tanya
Tupac Green. Hey, I like that. I like that, Tanya. We had Tanya Tupac Green on the show, and she did the tribute to Tupac Shakur. She wrote the book on his poetry. She wrote the book about poetry on Tupac Shakur, the only book that's ever been done on Tupac Shakur about poetry. She's done it. So you guys, please buy her book. Go tune in to her. I think she's on Amazon. Are you on Amazon, Tanya Green?
Yes, and let me just say one thing about Amazon.
Okay.
If people purchase my book, I only get 60 cents, so please don't go there. Go directly
okay.
to the publisher.
FreezingPress.com. What's the publisher, Tanya Green? Can you say it one more time?
It's Freezing Press, and that's FreezenPress.com.
Okay.
Because if you go to Amazon, I might as well just send you a free book, put it like that.
Right,
Amazon
okay.
does not pay royalties. Yeah, well, they don't pay royalties to people. It's like 1% or something weird.
Okay,
so, you know,
okay.
Well, man.
Miss Green, we thank you for being on the show tonight. Also, I want to thank my co-host, Harold. Thanks a lot for being on the show tonight, man. You always.
Man, you're welcome, DJ Black Caesar. Shout out to Pepe Lopez Tequila, man, that you've been making your margaritas with all night, man.
Hey, no. I had Jose on, man. I had Jose on here tonight, man. I had to chill out a little bit with my man Jose because I haven't seen him in a while. But anyway, we had Jose over here. So I did do it with the margarita mix, all that stuff that comes in with the bottle and all that. Hey, man, thanks a lot for tuning in, folks. Thanks for tuning in to the DJ Black Caesar Friends show every Wednesday night at 7 o'clock Central where it all goes down. You never know who's going to be on the show, guys. So what you need to do is set your key or your dial to www.blog.blogtalk.com/walking-with-god. Hey, check it out, guys. The most best show online right now, the DJ Black Caesar Friends show. Well, man, Harold the Hippie and Willie the Redneck and Miss Ma'am. Hey, guys, well, I'm sorry that Willie the Redneck and Miss Ma'am weren't here, but Willie the Redneck said something came up that he had to probably rush out to Chicago tonight, and that's something probably serious. So I got to call him to see what the deal is because, you know, that's my cousin, and, you know, he's telling me something serious going on. So I need to call him back and check it out. Hey, guys, so pray for us and also pray for Miss Tanya Green's book. Hey, guys, it's play for Jordan, Sean, man, and play for my man Point Blank because they got a lot going on. So, hey, if you guys want to see what they got going on, tune in every Wednesday, and we'll update you guys and see what they got going on, all right? Hey, thanks a lot for tuning in, everyone. Good night, and peace, and chicken bone, and fat grease.